You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Ever wonder how many times a preschooler catches a cold? You know, studies show that children under 7 can suffer from 9 to 12 colds a year, while adolescents and adults can have up to 7 times per year, 7 colds. And, you know, there are over 1 billion colds in the United States each year. And according to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, 22 million school days are lost to the common cold. And these numbers are not getting any better. It's definitely getting worse. Each flu season, nearly 111 million workdays are lost. So these are just amazing statistics, right? Here's another. That equals to about $7 billion per year in sick days and lost productivity. That's a lot of time that we cannot go out there doing the thing that we love to do. You know, we all think that the colds and flus only come during the colder months, but the truth of the matter is that's not correct. I see colds and viruses, stomach flus, all throughout the year. Summer viruses can actually be some of the most virulent viruses. You know, right now in my office, I'm seeing a great deal of young people, children, and adults coming in with various viral symptoms, including headaches and sore throat. You know, sore throat with a lot of blisters in the mouth, runny nose, nasal congestion. These are all symptoms that you might be having right now. You know, high fevers and chills, stomach pains, cramps, nausea, diarrhea even, and a lot of joint and muscle pain. These are more signs of viral infections. The common cold, and between the common cold and the flu virus, the way you really can tell the difference is the common cold, it's really up in the head and neck area, whereas the viruses, the flus, and that really do attack the rest of the body, which are a little bit more severe, it really goes into the full body action, and you start to feel much sicker and a bigger, more response. And some of these typical flus that are out there can actually last up to 3 to 4 weeks, if not longer. Right now, what I see a lot in my practice is the coronavirus. The coronavirus that used to be, and that's the same virus that is called the SARS many, many years ago, the China virus, if you remember the SARS virus. So there's that. There's the mild H1N1. Originally, the H1N1, the swine flu, was extremely virulent. But what ends up happening, these viruses, as it goes around and around and years go by, they do get less in the intensity. And then, of course, the typical stomach flu virus and RSV. RSV is very common in young people, also in adults, and it will cause laryngitis called respiratory syncytial virus. But these symptoms are just getting worse, including the one that I get quite a bit of, and everyone in my patients are always saying, parvovirus. And yes, parvovirus, there's a human parvo, and it is not dog parvovirus. So what we want to do here is, you know, we can't be fighting after every little virus one by one. It's really, we want to protect yourself, protect your family from getting sick anytime by strengthening the immune system, by protecting the immune system, by supporting your immune system. So what is your immune system? It's what is the system that protects the cells in our body from harmful material, especially pathogens. Pathogens are like microbes such as bacteria, fungi, viruses, even parasites. Now, our immunity is made up of a big, big slew of different cells, tissues, and organs, and particular proteins that work together. And what they do is they can recognize these bugs, they can kill it on contact, and then they can also swallow it up and break it up. Now, the cold weather, when you're around the cold weather, yes, it does hinder some of our strength and our immunity. But if you were to take care of your daily activities and have a specific lifestyle throughout the year, then you will definitely strengthen your immune system, be able to have, you know, sick-free days all year long. And that's what I'm looking for, is to help you and your children so that you don't have to deal with these sick days, lose days in school, you know, sports, activities from work. You know, we are all under a lot of stress these days, and this stress in our lives is really also contributing to the reduction in immune issues. Carpooling every day, early mornings, kids are not getting enough sleep. Their health, their lunches are definitely not healthy enough. You know, and we end up often working two double jobs, and so that we can make ends meet. all of this, not sleeping, all of this is taxing our immunity. So what I'm going to do today is give you five strategies on how to boost your immunity easily so that you can naturally be able to heal your body and strengthen your family's life and of course, the energy throughout your day so that you can feel the best you can. Now, number one, how do I go about boosting immunity? And this is what I share with all of my patients. You've got to improve your diet. Improve your diet by doing two things. Number one, getting rid of sugar. Sugar is really well known to decrease immune system cells and the ability for it to attack bacteria and viruses and parasites. So it's really important to get rid of all of this sugars that we really know of, the overt sugars such as white sugar, a maple syrup, honey, all this excessive amounts of processed carbohydrates and foods such as desserts and cookies and flour products, bread, cereals. You know, all of this sugar can reduce your immunity very quickly. And as soon as you have it and you put it in your mouth, the studies show that at least a few hours actually, you have a reduced amount of immune factors. It suppresses your immunity, sometimes even up to about 40%. So what we want to do is we want to eat foods that are high in antioxidants to help us so that we can boost our immune system. Now, what I mean by antioxidants, I'm talking about fruits and vegetables, ones that are really colorful, one that has a lot of vitamins and minerals, so you can get a natural boost in your energy. Number two, I said regarding improving your diet, is stop eating fungal foods. Fungal foods is a difficult area that people don't understand, but we eat it every day without even knowing. If you have cheese, majority of the time, if you eat cheese is loaded with fungus. As you know, if you left cheese out for a little while, you're going to have fungal growth. There's mold, you know, green and white, sometimes even black stuff and blue stuff growing on it. Well, that's mold. And when you eat fungus in your body and you intake fungus, what's going to happen is that you're going to reduce your immunity. You're going to challenge your body of your immune system, so then it will actually open yourself up to having more viruses. One of the telltale signs of actual having fungus that you've eaten is actually tickle or a sore throat, irritation in the back of your throat after you've eaten, let's say, a big salad with lots of cheese on it, or even just a big salad with a lot of greens, healthy greens, even organic greens, but it's not fresh, and you see like wilted veggies, wilted greens in there, and you eat it anyway, and you're at a meeting and you don't want to spit out your food right at your lunch, so you just swallow it. Well, guess what? You just swallowed a dose of fungi and mold, and that's going to reduce your immunity. So really important that you recognize. What else will we find fungus in our foods? Dried fruits and vegetables, dried fruits and even dried veggies that you nowadays they have, but also in foods such as beer and wine that naturally have mold in it. And in addition, some peanut butter and peanut butter, as well as pistachio nuts and peanuts, of course, and cashews. These are nuts, and there are some of them are tree nuts, but the other is actually a legume, like peanuts and cashews and legumes. They actually harbor more mold. So what we want to do is we want to reduce fungi. Other things that may have a lot of fungi is actually the packaged foods, such as chips and potatoes. All right, number two. The next immune booster I want to talk about is sunlight. Wow. Sunlight, vitamin D, really important to boost your immunity, get your body's ability to fight against infections, and also not just infections, cancer. Number three, we've got to get more sleep, everyone. Get more sleep. 8 hours if you can as an adult, as a child, anywhere from 10 to 12 hours. Got to make sure that you get enough sleep. Number four, make sure that when you are exercising, be active, get more activity in your body. And then, of course, number five, I'd like you to laugh more. Laugh more, everyone, and boost your immunity. This is Dr. Suzanne. I'll see you at the next Radio MD. Thank you so much.